it has to be soured or curd and the whey to even make butter. Mm-hmm. And then the byproduct after you remove the butter is your buttermilk, and it was used in many dishes, breads and pies. There's nothing better than a molasses pie, and it's made with molasses and buttermilk. And today we'd call it a chess pie.
Well, that's a chess pie.
And that's it, buttermilk chess.
I see. Maybe I ought to get a recipe from you on for that.
I'm sorry to disturb you. Yeah, I'll take back because I'm going to hit the road.
All right, leave it on. And be careful.
And he's going to meet me at 8:30 Wednesday.
Okay, and we'll see you. Now, I'll be in Humboldt Wednesday, but I'll be home by 5.
I probably won't get out here around now, but he's going to be at my house to see it for you now.
All right.
So I've got a lot to do.
Can I help you get things out?
I have everything together, and I appreciate you a lot, and I'll see you sometime Wednesday.
All right, honey.
So I've got just...
Well, I'll be back from Humboldt, I'm sure.
All right.
What have you got today?
After, would you describe the process of milking?
Well,
do you remember it?
Yes. You mean even feeding the cow? I can remember that.
Fine.
We had a Jersey cow, and we loved her. She was a pet. And of course, we named her no other name. We just called her Jersey. And she was very gentle, and we fed her the grain and the hay. And I remember the milk buckets, and at this time of year, it being cold in the morning when it was my turn, and we'd go out and sit on the milking stool and put the bucket under her udder and milk all the milk out of the tits. And when we were through, you call that stripping. You make sure that the cow is milked all the way and that her udder or bag is emptied. And then that's taken into the kitchen, and you're very careful to keep it clean. And we didn't used to have all the modern things that we have now. And there were certain cheese cloths and cloths that were reserved and kept sterile to strain the milk, because you had to be very careful. And sometimes my mother ran it through a heat, which today we call pasteurization. If we were not going to make butter and pot cheese and buttermilk, because you had to have the bacteria to do that. That's the secret.
And what was the point of heating the milk or pasteurizing it?
Because you fed it to newborn babies and to little children, because of the colitis that's rampant in our warmer climate.
I see. Mm-hmm.
My mother also, what was called, every time there were new babies or sickness or anything, her mother before her was the doctor's helper. Mm-hmm. She was a nurse, really.
I see. By the way, what was the common term for that, for a lady who assisted at childbirth?
Midwife.
Midwife?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear the term granny?
Mm-hmm. But it... In this area, it referred to our Negro population.
Oh, a granny
woman. Uh-huh.
Usually, a granny woman is a Negro.
Ordinarily.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the midwives, they were very fine, mm-hmm. were our Negro women.
But you make a distinction between the midwife and the granny
woman. And a granny woman.
I see. Mm-hmm. And after, if you get back to the milking process, after you made butter and
you had to put it in the churn and let it sour, and in the winter time you put it before the fireplace or the heater and turned the churn, the crockery churn, and you turned it so that it would have even heat, because you didn't want to overheat it. And when it curdled, then you put the